Frank Commisso Jr., representing the 15th Ward. You've been a strong critic of the current mayor. What specific beefs do you have with the way the Sheehan administration is handling things?
You know, I wouldn't even call them beefs. I mean, I would say that from a public policy perspective, and thank you for having me on, Dave, of course. From a public policy perspective, there has been positions here as it relates to the public policy developed in the city. And I'm talking about things like a trash fee placed on renters. I'm talking about fee increases, fine increases. And I'm talking about really our economic development program more broadly that applies to how we attract business into the city. And we're doing that with multi-year tax breaks. That has been of great concern to me. And these things were of concern to me during the previous administration while Jerry Jennings was mayor. And that's why over the course of 7 years as a common council member, now I voted against 5 of 7 budgets. And that includes 3 under Kathy Sheehan and 2 under Jerry Jennings. So this is not some newfound criticism. It's been there. And I think that the city now, we're really seeing a culmination of or at least several years of bad decisions as it relates to the city's budget and more broadly the city's economy, and the city's really becoming less affordable for key groups of people like seniors, young professionals. These are the people that we're looking to retain and attract, the small business owners that are paying a high tax rate. And one of the objectives here and the reason I'm really running is that we want to change that going forward and make Albany an affordable city that's attractive to people.
What kind of changes would you make so Albany would have a better budget, maybe one without an annual shortfall?
Yeah, well, there's a few things here that, you know, whoever is the next mayor is going to inherit a large structural deficit and depleted reserves, right? And there's a few things that we have to do right away. I think one of the things, and I talked about this at my announcement, is having a cap on executive and management level salaries. That would save probably about $160,000 to $175,000 a year in the city. But what it also does is I think it could actually inspire some confidence from the city workforce. It could inspire confidence from city taxpayers, and they would say, hey, look, we're really in this together. This is somebody who's not just saying it as a campaign slogan, but it's something that's real. So we've talked about a cap. Then we have to go do some real work. And like any other city, one of our largest areas of cost, our largest area of cost, of course, is people. So we're not going to lay people off. That's not going to be something we're going to want to do. So what we're going to do is we need to have a workforce succession plan. And what that would do is as positions go vacant, there would be a lot of positions that we wouldn't backfill. Now, from time to time, there will be positions we have to backfill. We just recently filled the position of city clerk because that's a position required in state law, and we have to do things like that. But there will be a whole host of positions that we will keep vacant, and we'll get a savings there as it relates to the salary and benefits. And the other thing we have to do is, from an economic development perspective, we no longer can just be a city that offers 22-year tax breaks where folks don't pay taxes out until about 2038. And we create huge holes in our city where we don't have tax revenue coming in. I think we're going to need to really look at these vacant and abandoned buildings in the city, which the city currently lists as over 1,000. And that may be a conservative number, but let's just take that number for what it is. And we go offer an incentive then to some young folks, men and women that can work with their hands. And we take a building that may be assessed at $15,000 or $20,000, and we try to make that building perhaps $70,000, $80,000 from an assessment perspective. That gives us more revenue. And it also would increase our housing stock in the city as well, which there's been an increasing number of people in the city that says that are saying we don't have quality, affordable housing. So an issue that even just about 5 years ago was an issue that was more of a New York City issue, affordable housing, quality, affordable housing, has now become an Albany issue as well. And that's something that I think we're going to need to look at here and we're going to have to address to really have a sustainable, vibrant economy.
When push comes to shove, what is the biggest issue that you'd like to work on, assuming you did get the nomination and eventually get elected as mayor?
Well, I've talked about the city being an affordable place to live, right? And I think there's a really untold story as well. You know, affordability is something I understand for younger folks, right? I have student debt. My wife and I, we have childcare costs. There's a whole host of things that are presented to younger folks. But there's seniors as well in the city that may have a home that they own and that they no longer have a mortgage for, but because of their property taxes and because of their status as pensioners, having a really humble Social Security payment, they're paying this huge percentage. It could be 30, 35%, 40% approaching in some cases of their disposable income towards paying for local government services. So there's an affordability gap there as well as it relates to seniors in the city of Albany. So that's one thing we need to do. The other thing I want to do is I want to create a city where people feel that we're in this together. I don't want that disconnect there between City Hall versus the rest of us, between those that are able to have influence with the city's economic development programs, and I'm talking about the IDA and the rest of us. So again, I'd like to create a City Hall where people feel that it's accessible and that they can come in and talk to a mayor, talk to the top-level staff, and we have a whole host of things we want to do in that regard. Certainly another thing that I've talked about, and didn't talk about this at my announcement per se, but this is something I'd love to do, is to be able to open up City Hall on Saturday mornings for a few hours, so that if there were people that felt that they had a problem with the condition of their street, sidewalk, or curb, or if there was a small business owner who was having difficulty obtaining permitting from the city, that we could go then talk to that individual and find a way to resolve it come Monday promptly. Again, we want to create an accessible city, an affordable city. I think we can do that. We have a plan to do that. And unlike 2013, I'm going to be candid about how to achieve those things, in my estimation, and the voters will ultimately decide come September.